It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today with a crop update is production specialist Serena Klippenstein.
So soybean stages are currently ranging from R1 to R3 and are at R2 or full bloom on average across the province. So R3 signals the first survey timing for the annual soybean disease survey, which includes foliar disease ratings, root collections, and more. So stay tuned for these results in the winter extension season. Questions have been coming in about spraying glyphosate on soybeans during flowering. So do not spray glyphosate if pods are developing in your soybean crop. Only spray at flowering if weed pressure is severe enough to threaten yield and the canopy is not closed yet. Also, consider other stressors the plants may be under during this time. Moving into field peas, most pea crops are at R4 or full pod, and stages range from R2 to R6 across the province. Mycosporella blight is present in the lower canopy of some pea crops, so watch for the spread of disease into the mid to upper canopy, which may warrant a second fungicide application. If you are considering a second application of fungicide on peas, be conscious of pre-harvest intervals. The dry bean stages currently range from R1 to R3 and are mostly at R2 or beginning pod across the province. Fungicide application is currently happening on dry beans, and we encourage farmers to use registered products and to check with their buyer for acceptable products to use. Regarding disease presence in dry beans, be on the lookout for common bacterial blight, which is currently present in some fields. And finally, for the crop update, faba beans are mainly at the R5 or full pod stage. Seeds are filling the pod cavity at one or more nodes.
Are there any insect concerns at this time?
There are a few that we've been noticing in the province. PA aphids have been spotted in southwestern Manitoba and along the Canada-US border near Emerson, but there have not been any confirmed sightings of soybean aphids in Manitoba yet. Grasshoppers are still feeding, and some green cloverworm are present in soybeans and dry beans, but are not likely at threshold. Caution should be taken to follow defoliation thresholds for both grasshoppers and cloverworm, which is 20% defoliation now that we are at the reproductive phase.
And finally, Serena, Cropsapalooza coming up again on Wednesday in Carberry this year. Tell us what's happening there.
Right. So at Cropsapalooza, we encourage farmers to bring their pulse and soybean production questions to us on July 24th at Canada Manitoba Crop Diversification Centre near Carberry. You can chat about research results at the MPSG booth with agronomists including myself, Cassandra or Megan from MPSG, or with Nate, a graduate student studying soybeans at the University of Manitoba. You can also catch our other members of the MPSG crew at the Keep It Clean and the Egg in the Classroom booths.
Thanks, Serena. Serena Klippenstein is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.